With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. That budget measure, now law.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366 to 34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85 to 11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, Nuna Baby Essentials recalling 600,000 child car seats.
That's because the harness adjuster can loosen and the seats may not restrain children. The company told U.S. safety regulators that the recall affects certain Rava seats with a plastic harness adjuster button. Debris can get into the front harness adjuster, making it loose and increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Nuna will send owners a fix-it kit with a new seat pad, instructions on cleaning the harness adjuster, and a screwdriver to remove a plastic cover. No date has been set to notify owners by letter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police say 11 people, including some members of a Venezuelan gang, facing potential criminal charges. That's in connection with the violent abduction and beating of a couple in an apartment complex in a Denver suburb. Authorities in Aurora say 8 of the suspects are being held by the Federal Immigration Customs and Enforcement Agency, that after initially being detained by local police. This is SRN News. America's college professors are very frightened.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case, whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. Now, the justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau. The state court ruled the charities is not primarily religious. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball's all-time base stealer has passed away.
Ricky Henderson passed away on Friday in Oakland after a battle with pneumonia. He earned his nickname, the Man of Steel, by stealing a record 1,406 bases over a 25-year Major League career. He was also selected to 10 All-Star teams. Henderson was selected by the A's in the 1976 draft and inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2009. Bob Agnew reporting.
Department of Education reaching a deal with the University of California system resolving complaints from Jewish and Muslim students of discrimination and harassment during protests. The department says it investigated a total of 9 complaints that alleged the schools failed to respond effectively to harassment. Under the agreement, the schools must step up reporting of complaints to the OCR office. More details at srnnews.com.